Welcome to episode 57's Industrial Roundup. My name is Tim Nagle. I'm the Manager of Workplace Relations Services here at VHIA. Firstly, with the doctors. The ballot for both the medical specialists and also the doctors in training agreements was successful, and the agreements will now be lodged with the Fair Work Commission for their approval. In terms of the biomedical engineers, the last meeting occurred on the 3rd of April 2018 and negotiations are ongoing. The health professionals SDPPWG last met on the 29th of March and an update was posted on the app. In terms of the community health centres health professionals negotiations, they continue to occur with the assistance of the Commission and are progressing well. From the dental therapist perspective, the last meeting occurred on the 4th of April and the parties are very close to an agreement. In terms of the maintenance agreement, the ballot closes on the 6th of April and we anticipate a positive outcome. And finally, the medical scientist, the next reference group has been scheduled for the 10th of April. In addition to those, we also have made progress with the proposals for both the Community Health, Health and Allied Services Agreement and also the Dietitians, Audiologists and Pharmacists Agreement. Thank you. Welcome to the weekly update, where I am joined today by Vicky Poxon, the Chief Executive Officer of Beaufort and Skipton Health Services. Welcome, Vicky.
Thank you, Tim. Great to be here.
So, Vicky, today, we recently travelled to Skipton as part of our regional forum. Mm-hmm. We were very well hosted. It's the land of the platypus, I believe.
Yeah, absolutely. But I keep looking for the platypus and I haven't found it yet, but I believe they're there.
Well, we looked for some time, we couldn't find any either, so at least we know that they must be there somewhere. So in terms of Beaufort and Skipton, it's near Ballarat?
Yes, it is. We cover two shires. The Beaufort section covers the shire, Pyrenees Shire, and the Skipton is the northern end of the Crangamite Shire.
Oh.
So we're involved in health activities right across that region, so the Crangamite region and through to the Grampian. So
yeah, oh,
it keeps us on our toes and plenty to do and lots of similarities, of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
So look, today you've been kind enough to come in and talk to us about waste management.
Yes.
We know that part of the service delivery partnership plans across all the agreements, there's a real commitment from the parties to look at waste management and how to improve it and how to do new things in the area, but Beaufort and Skipton are ahead of everyone.
Well, there's probably a few others like-minded, especially small rural health services across Victoria, and the government certainly does have put on us a responsibility to be more environmentally conscious in what we do. And because we are in these small communities, we feel we've got a greater impulse to be environmentally friendly and ensure that our health services aren't big carbon emission centres. So yeah, we take it very seriously and we're trying to investigate lots of different platforms for energy efficiency that we can, not only in Victoria, but you know, having a look at it across Australia, really.
Mm. And so, Beaufort and Skipton have done a lot of work in bioenergy, I understand.
Yeah, so biofuels, which are the product usually of another industry, are particularly important. And you'll see a lot of those in rural communities. I mean, previously I worked in that central area of Victoria, and you know, they were looking at not only wheat as a byproduct to use for bioenergy, but also the from the olive industry, the pips, and because they've got natural oils in those, you can imagine that they'd be quite combustible. So, the largest olive grove in the southern hemisphere is in through that region. So it was particularly that raised my interest as to how could you actually use that, and we were thinking about that when we were redeveloping the hospital as well. About using biofuels into the health service.
So really it's about taking something that's really waste from one industry and multi-purposing it repurposing it for something else.
Yeah, that's what I think is really exciting about it, is that you're not creating anything new, you're actually coming up with a creative way of helping another industry get rid of their waste, which would normally be an expensive problem for them to try and solve. So in the Beaufort region, for instance, we at the health service there, we use offcuts from the wood chipping industry,
yes,
which is heating our health service, but we're just looking at now a project which we're quite a long way along the path of establishing that, looking at byproducts from the farming industry as well, whereas previously they would farmers would burn that stubble, so we can provide them with another source of being able to get rid of their waste and even compensating them for that. It's a win-win for everybody, and so it reduces our financial impost on what we're paying for energy.
I know that heating is can be quite a cost for organisations. So at Skipton, currently or previously, you had an LPG heating system?
That's correct, yes. So we did have an LPG heating system, and then we were approached by the local wood chip industry about what they were trying to do to minimise waste, and then their byproduct of the wood chipping was suggested as a biofuel potential source of heating for the health service. So that's how it all started about 7 years ago. So probably before my time, and my predecessor worked quite hard on that. And it's just been so successful. So from that now, where it was only just doing heating, we're now looking at a way of heating all the water in the health service as well. And we've got a hostel which sits on a separate site and putting the same processes into there. And because we are working in aged care, we particularly need to ensure that there's good heating and cooling, because our residents really feel the extremes of hot and cold weather. So it's important to us to keep that temperature right. And of course, that's where the excess costs are when you're using traditional heating methods to heat such a large space.
I imagine there'd be quite a number of benefits for the environment from changing to the alternative fuel source in terms of carbon emissions, etc.
Absolutely, and it's incredibly topical, and it will be for a long time, around climate change. And this government is particularly keen on health services having a responsibility to ensure that they are reducing emissions in every aspect that they can. And in fact, we have to report on that as well to government annually. But, it's something that you feel a great responsibility for. And when you are in rural communities, you really see the impact of the changes in climate. So you acknowledge, I think, in the health service that you really need to be playing your part. And we're usually the biggest employers in these small towns. Mm. So we have a leadership responsibility to ensure that we're doing the best that we can.
Mm. Yeah. So in terms of So from a financial perspective, I mean, we know that it's the right thing to do and looking after the environment, but these things usually have some sort of financial weighing.
Absolutely. Just on heating costs alone, which I find interesting to compare the two campuses, so we've got the campus at Skipton and the campus at Beaufort, we're looking at reductions upwards between 18% on heating bills, which is just extraordinary. And as there's lots of pressures coming into health services, I think, that's a positive thing too, if we can help the environment, do the best that we can, be local leaders in showing that you can reduce carbon emissions and saving money on traditional forms of energy. I think it's an absolute win all round.
I know from another health service that what they did is they had these exhaust fans that used to run 24 hours. And something as simple as putting sensors to those fans to determine when they should start or not can have a dramatic impact, not only on the power bills, but also the environment as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And you'll see more and more as health services are being redeveloped. There's a team in the department who work with industry to look at the best energy saving efficiencies as you can, whether it's harvesting water from roof to use of flushing toilets, or to water gardens, to double glazing on your windows, to solar power, to other forms of bioenergy. It's it's a creative industry and very innovative. So it's fantastic.
Because that's the real opportunity, isn't it? Not only what health services can do with their current buildings, but in new builds especially.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
And I think you've had that experience where...
Yeah, we have, and I find it really interesting looking at the, you know, what you, how you design your health service, that you're making the most of, you know, the passive energy as well, and the type of construction materials that you're using, that they are sustainable, and that they're energy efficient, and where they're actually coming from.
Yes.
You know, and all that, so I think, is incredibly important to support industry. And I think from the other point of view, it's also gives young people a different way of looking at a health service, where they think that we're employing doctors and nurses and that's what we're interested in. In fact, there's a whole gamut of industries that a health service is actively working in and interested in being involved and making a difference. So I think in the future, you know, we may actually start seeing different types of people even employed in our health services who have these particular fields that they're involved in and can support the health service to be more and more efficient. So I don't think we're too far down the track of, you know, having these at school now, these geniuses in our health services helping us out. But I certainly can see that there's something more innovative that we can do.
Well, it's very exciting. Thank you for coming and talk to us about the things that's happening at Beaufort and Skipton.
Yeah, thank you.
We really appreciate your time.
Thanks. Yeah, thank you. It's a pleasure. Love to come back and talk about it again when we get the next lot funded.
Thank you. Thanks.